James Carlton joins us now with news headlines.
Yes, Fran. The first report of the National Health Performing Authority shows that 7 of Australia's 10 worst-performing emergency departments are in New South Wales. The Federal Health Minister, Tanya Plibersek, says state and territory governments need to take a close look at underperforming hospitals. Julia Gillard says Tony Abbott has questions to answer over the court case this week involving Mr. Brough and Mr. Ashby. The Chief Government Whip, Joel Fitzgibbon, has defied party leadership to argue against the government's pursuit of a budget surplus. The Foreign Minister, Bob Carr, will be in Colombo today for a visit aimed at stopping asylum seekers leaving Sri Lanka for Australia. And police are investigating death threats against the Sydney radio hosts who made a prank call to the London hospital treating the Duchess of Cambridge. The Belrive Oval curator is predicting excellent batting conditions for the first 3 days of the first cricket test between Australia and Sri Lanka, which starts this morning. And a new pay deal for NRL players appears to have been struck. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the capital cities the day ahead, Sydney 27 degrees, partly cloudy, Melbourne 24 degrees, rain at times, Brisbane 29 degrees, fine, mostly sunny, Perth 27 degrees, mostly sunny, Adelaide 29, a few showers clearing later, Hobart 22, partly cloudy, Canberra 29, possible shower, and Darwin, most hot day of the capitals, shower or gusty storm, 35 degrees.
I'm a bit worried about that Belrive Oval, James. Perfect conditions for batting for the first 3 days, and then what happens after that? It's a dud.
Well,
see how we go.
What can you do?
It's 26 minutes to 9 on Breakfast.